Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. An excessive heat warning remains in effect. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 99. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 69. Cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Heat is still at a record high across the state of Kansas, but that's not stopping many of the state workers that are braving the heat to try and get roadway projects done across the state of Kansas. As KSNC News reports that the U.S. Department of Labor back in July ended up releasing their heat injury prevention plan that focuses on taking care of workers that have to work out in the extreme heat, including mandatory rest time and water breaks, or the Kansas Department of Transportation says they've already implemented many of the practices to help protect their work crews while keeping up productivity.
And we actually probably get more work done by providing those breaks and letting people, you know, get rejuvenated instead of just getting out there and being dragging, you know, and we all get that way. Once you get exhausted, you're exhausted. So we try not to get to that point.
That's according to David Studebaker with the Kansas Department of Transportation. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration also began conducting their safety inspections to make sure people are safe at working in the heat.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/VetsFraudCenter today. A Kansas City man has been sent to the hospital after his parachute failed while he was skydiving and ended up landing on a vehicle, where he has been taken to the Weeping Water Rescue Squad for treatment of head trauma. KSNC News reports that the law enforcement from Kansas City and the sheriff's office from eastern Nebraska in Cass County was called to help the man after his parachute failed while he was trying to land. The event happened on Saturday this past weekend around 2 p.m., where they were called to the Lincoln Sports Parachute Club within Cass County. According to the medical report, they say law enforcement indicated the man's parachute buckled roughly 20 feet in the air, causing him to fall rapidly and land on a vehicle before hitting the ground. They say he is expected to make a full recovery and is not in serious condition. In other news, if you're a fan of seeing the Northern Lights come to the state of Kansas, you have another opportunity to do so between now and July 31st. As according to the NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center, they say the G3 Geometric Storm Watch is happening between now and the end of the week, where people may see the increased aurora activity becoming visible in the nighttime hours.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Nebraska state lawmakers are finding themselves in the midst of a record-breaking special session. According to Speaker John Arch, the unicameral floor agreed on Tuesday number that the total bills introduced for the session is exceptional, with 81 being counted as the total. Day two of bill introduction ended with 35 bills on file, and in the first 90 minutes of the session on Monday morning, an additional 46 bills were added. By the end of day three, a total of 81 had been filed for the special session. Many of those involved taxes. And here's what the president of the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce, Brian Sloan, had to say, courtesy of WOWT.
The reality is, despite the many, many efforts to address the property tax problem in recent years, over $1.2 billion of property tax relief just in recent years, We've been unable to get to a satisfactory point, largely because of rising property valuations.
The Safe Senior Act by Dennis Pyle helps low-income seniors stay in their homes. Please join me and vote for Dennis Pyle.
Eliminating the Kansas income tax on Social Security was no easy task, but Senator Pyle got her done. As a retired Navy veteran, I'm voting for Pyle.
The U.S. Highway 75 expansion will make it a lot safer for me and my family. That's why, if I could vote, I'd vote for Grandpa Pyle.
Senator Pyle is the only Senate District 1 candidate that stood, spoke, and voted against the 93% legislative pay raise. Pyle has my vote.
Dennis Pyle is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. He cut property taxes, raised the standard deduction. Dennis fights the establishment on wasteful spending and tax hikes. Pyle is the trusted, proven conservative fighter we need. Please join the fight for freedom. Vote Pyle.
Advertisement paid for by the committee to elect Dennis D. Pyle, Andrew Scobie, Treasurer.
Reporting local news, I'm Katie Jeter. With primary election upcoming Tuesday, our candidate spotlight on the weekend's public affair program shifts to contested races for Marshall County Sheriff and District Magistrate Judge. Tim Ackerman is incumbent county sheriff.
Obviously, the budget. I've always came in under budget, which we have to because we have to be good leaders and responsible with your guys' tax dollars because you're paying for it. Public safety, obviously. I'm going to make sure we got coverage all throughout the county. The smaller communities out there deserve just as much coverage as the bigger towns. And I know that isn't so in some of the counties. Let's see, in managing my people, most of them are well-trained, including the dispatchers. And I just hired a few jailers, so they have to be trained yet. But training's very big with me. We usually don't live in them. We have to have a minimum of 40 for the officers. If they find something else that they want to take, we let them go. You can never have enough training. Even I've been there for 21 years. And I don't know everything. If you do think you know everything, it's time to get out. You're going to get hurt or you're going to get somebody hurt. But yeah, training's very big.
James Lease is challenging Ackerman.
Well, running the budget would be one. Managing the people, trying to be a leader, leading from the front, and meeting with the public. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things we can do. Be active, be proactive. Meet you guys on a good term while we can before maybe we have to meet you on a bad term.
For District Magistrate Judge, Angela Heckey is incumbent.
To follow the laws of the state of Kansas, the Constitution of the United States, and treat everybody fairly and respectively. You have to set bonds. You have to set reasonable bonds. It's the law. You have to give probation. And I'll tell you why. Because if I put everybody in jail, like I sometimes want to, you wouldn't have a budget. We don't have the space. We don't have the jail for it. But everybody has to be treated the same. And that's why the system sometimes seems that offenders keep coming back and back. And they do. But they are also held accountable. In 19 years, anybody that has violated probation with me has served their entire jail sentence. Just what I said I would do and have been doing for the last 19 years. I set reasonable bonds. In the last year alone, and I looked it up, I set 150 bonds. 73 of those bonds were over $3,500, with the most being $500,000.
Challenging Heckey is Mike Vermitten.
The top goal I'd like to attain in this position of magistrate judge is just to strengthen the position, okay? What I mean by that is you know, the less than 1% of the population commit crimes against persons and against persons' property. I feel we need to come out a lot stronger with what's going on with them. Obviously, I feel we should set some more conditions of bond, and that might be maybe not even setting bond on those individuals who are a danger to our public or a danger to a victim. Secondly, I would like to see an increase in maybe some sentences that are handed out. Not always going with the lowest common denominator. Let's maybe strengthen those sentences. And then in maybe some situations with probation, maybe that shouldn't be granted to individuals who's already been granted probation on earlier levels. And that may totally base around the less than 1%, but that's my plight.
Tune in for our public affairs program Saturday morning on KNDY at 7:10 a.m. Mail-in ballots for the primary may be requested. In advanced voting at county clerk's offices will be closed Monday at noon, with polling locations open then on Tuesday.
Services for Cameron M. Shoptees, age 36, of Blue Rapids, who passed away July 4th, are planned with an interment ceremony at a later date on the Potawatomi Indian Reservation. A family visitation is planned Wednesday, July 31st, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christie Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Cameron Shoptees. Patrick L. Pat LeCure, age 92, of Morroville, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial, Thursday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial, St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Cemetery, north of Morroville. Visitation Wednesday, 6 until 7, with a rosary at 7, from St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Pat LeCure. Rosalinda Lindy Prawley, age 96, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 1:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Wymore. Graveside service at the Odell Cemetery prior to the funeral, with a visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Lindy Prawley. Edna May Cogswell, age 87, of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Private family service followed by a burial planned at the Vermilion Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge for Edna Cogswell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips with a biscuit, tater tots, garden blend, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, pork loin, cornbread casserole, green beans, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late this evening. Still staying sunny and warmer today with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Heat index valleys around 105. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still sunny and warmer into Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, and still staying mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 69, and the record low 49. Sunset this evening 8:40, sunrise in the morning at 6:27. 77 degrees this hour. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 31st of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wanklin Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wanklin Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center invites everyone out to the North Central Kansas Free Fair starting July 29th. There will be fun activities for the whole family. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
I'm Alex Sabara. The United States men's basketball team is 1-0 going into their second preliminary round game on Wednesday at the Paris Olympics. They've beaten Serbia, but now they meet up with South Sudan, a team that nearly upset the Americans in pre-Olympic exhibitions. Steve Kerr said on Tuesday, his team now knows what to expect from the South Sudanese. As for guard Stephen Curry, he knows they need maximum effort regardless of the opponent.
They're a very high-octane offense. They can spread the floor, shoot a lot of threes. They have athleticism. So you just got to be mindful of how to guard them. It's totally different than Serbia. It's appropriate fear of we're beatable if we don't play our game. But if we do, we have a lot of confidence we can beat everybody.
USA guard Stephen Curry. The U.S. and South Sudan face off at 3 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. The U.S. women's gymnastics team strikes gold again with a dominant performance in the team final. The Americans, led by Simone Biles, picked up their third gold in four Olympics. USA had a final team score of 171.296, nearly 6 points better than the silver medalist from Italy. For Biles, it's her eighth Olympic medal, fifth gold. She, along with Suni Lee, Jordan Shiles, and Jade Carey, competed in the women's final to help this team complete their redemption tour after taking the silver in the last games. Biles will compete in the all-around as well as the event finals for the beam vault and floor exercise. Several NFL players still seeking new contracts in training camp, but one that did get one was wideout DJ Moore of the Chicago Bears. He agreed to terms in a new four-year, $110 million extension with Chicago. This according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Moore picked up over $82 million in guarantees and is now under contract through the 2029 season. Now Moore's Bears are set to take the field on Thursday in the Hall of Fame preseason matchup against the Texans, but Bears head coach Matt Eberflus said none of their starters, including top overall pick Caleb Williams, will play in the preseason opener. Bears and Texans get the preseason underway on Thursday in Canton, Ohio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
Hi, Alka Miko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
The highest quality mower you can trust is Hustler, and with Blue Valley Trailers 0% financing, you can get in the seat of a new zero turn today. Built American-made in the state of Kansas, Hustler provides the strength and quality you'd expect without spending more than you want. Finish the mowing season out strong and be prepared for next year with Blue Valley Trailers 0% financing options. Stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville to look over their complete selection of residential and commercial options or check out their website, bluevalleytrailers.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Falling tech shares took their toll on the NASDAQ composite Tuesday, with the index falling nearly 1.3%. The S&P 500 took a 0.5% hit, but the Dow Jones rose 200 points and closed at 40,743. The Federal Reserve's Board of Governors wraps up its two-day meeting today, and observers expect it to leave interest rates where they are. But central bankers are widely predicted to lay the groundwork for rate cuts to begin in September. Starbucks is asking shareholders for a little patience with its turnaround as it reports a 2% fall in sales last quarter. CEO Laxman Narasimhan promises to speed up service and to roll out new drinks. And the world's top athletes are in Paris vying for gold, silver, and bronze medals, and for cash. The International Olympic Committee does not award money, but some countries do. Hong Kong's gold medal winners, for example, collect a $768,000 bonus. America's, $38,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to yet another day of trade, let's first and foremost get you a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday. As it was a day worse for wear in the grains, cotton and oats were higher. However, the majority of the other complexes, including corn, wheat, and especially soybeans, were much lower yesterday. So generally a lower day throughout the grains. It was a higher day somewhat in the livestock. Hogs were lower. August lean hogs finished down 25 cents at 91.20. October down a nickel at 74.77, but the cattle markets did decent. August live cattle finished up 72 at 187.70. October up 65 to 187.45. Feeder cattle also in the green. August feeders up 55 to 256.97. September was up 87 cents at 256.95. Into the grains and oil seeds now through the overnight pre-trading session. Again, this is not indicative of what today will look like. However, just kind of a general idea of what maybe traders might be thinking before the opening bell gets struck. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat are all weaker to start the day. September Kansas City wheat's down 4 at 546 and a quarter. December to 562 and a quarter. That's also 4 cents lower. Oats are a bit higher this morning. September oats up 2 and a quarter to 328 and a quarter. Choppy two-sided trade in the corn to start our morning. September corn down a quarter cent at 388 and a half. December down a quarter as well to 404 and three quarters, but they do have slight gains later on. A hopeful day of recovery after 2 days of slashing in the soybeans. We see August soybeans currently up 20 and three quarter cent to 1048. September up 8 to 1019. Soy meal also higher. August up 340 to 355.40. And soy oil up 22 points at 42.97. Cotton, though, is a bit weaker. December cotton down 58 at 68.97. Into the metals, August gold is up $11 per ounce at $24.16. September silver up 26 at $28.78 per ounce. And the dollar index much lower today, down 47 to 103.85.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Most people think of attorney-client privilege as an airtight agreement that protects the conversations between both parties, but that is not always true. Roger McGowan, K-State and Washburn Law Professor, shares an exception to attorney-client privilege involving fraud.
Normally, our communications with clients are protected from disclosure, but there's an exception that applies if an attorney provides legal advice that leads the client to commit a fraudulent act or a crime. And I think for attorneys that are in a rural practice, this would primarily come up in matters involving bankruptcy planning, as well as estate planning, when in both of those situations, you're trying to protect assets from creditors. There are legitimate strategies that you can use to protect assets from creditors, but there are some strategies that are not legitimate, and they can be challenged as fraudulent or illegal. And if the government gets involved and it decides to prosecute because the client has now done something, they've committed a fraud on the public, they've committed some sort of crime with asset sheltering techniques that are illegal, then the government may want to see what communications they had with their attorney, and those communications will not be protected.
He discusses a case where an attorney had their communications with a client examined by the courts.
There was a case a number of years ago where an attorney got called before a grand jury that was investigating the client on bankruptcy fraud, and the attorney said, well, all of my communications with the client are protected. And once this got to the court, the appellate court in the federal system, the court said, no, there is U.S. Supreme Court precedent here, and when your client is a target of a grand jury investigation and you are a person of interest, the attorney-client privilege does not apply because the government has to make a determination of what your advice was and whether that was incorrect legal advice that led to the furtherance of a crime. Fortunately, in that situation, the attorney was absolved because the advice that he gave in that case, had the client followed it, was exactly within the law. It was the client that was wrong.
McOwen explains what producers should do to verify they are receiving sound legal advice.
If you're working with somebody on these types of asset protection strategies, hopefully they'll have somebody else in the firm look at it to make sure that it's sound advice. And if you're working with a solo practitioner, ask permission from that practitioner to take it to somebody else for review. It's always good, I think, to have a second set of eyes look at it because we want to make sure we don't get into some shaky ground here.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with an exception to attorney-client privilege affecting rural practitioners and producers. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Worn-out pantyhose or nylon stockings can be a gardener's best friend. We will share some repurposing propositions on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 31st, the 213th day of the year. Soap opera legend Susan Flannery has a birthday, and MGM's Leo the Lion roared for the first time on a film released on this day in 1928. Do you lose too many melons to disease or spoilage from damp soil? Protective sleeves made from nylon stockings or pantyhose may be the answer. Slip each melon into the leg section of hosiery and tie the end to a stake, suspending it off the ground. Don't worry, the stockings won't inhibit growth. As a melon matures, the nylon will stretch along it. Old stockings can be used elsewhere in the garden, too. Strips of nylon work great for tying up tomatoes or other staked vegetables. And the leg portions work well as storage tubes for cured onions or garlic. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, another hot one today. 77 degrees already this morning in Marysville. Highs near the century mark. We could see some thunderstorms. Fire late this afternoon, early this evening. Got a hit or miss chance of some gusty winds, perhaps some hail, along with thunderstorm activity developing.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final game, number 3 on the road against the Chicago White Sox, with first pitch today at 1:10 for a day game after going 2 rounds with the White Sox, winning game number 1. It's been back-to-back series with teams from Chicago after being at home at Kauffman Stadium, taking on the Cubs over the weekend and going 2-3 in the series. The Royals then head to Detroit after the game today to take on the Tigers, with first pitch on Thursday at 5:40. The Royals are still sitting in that number 3 slot for the American League Central at 58-49, tied with the Minnesota Twins and 7 games behind the Cleveland Guardians, who are sitting at 65-42. In other baseball around the state, the NBC Baseball World Series is still ongoing in the city of Wichita. That one going through the weekend with the championship game on Saturday, with 24 hours worth of baseball going on at X Stadium. Finally, the Garden City Wind also ready for their tournament play, with first game coming up on Thursday. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.